Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, Numbers 1081 to 1135. M.R., Number 1090, Comfort in Time of Bereavement. Written March 18, 1850, to Leonard W. Hastings of New Ipswich, New Thanch. I hardly know what to say to you. The news of your wife's death was to me overwhelming. I could hardly believe it, and can hardly believe it now. God gave me a view last Sabbath night which I will write. I saw that God gave Brother A. a dream which, if he had followed, he would have been with you in your wife's distress. And if Brother B. had not been with him, he would have gone to God alone. And he would have seen by the dream and by the drawings of the Spirit that he must come directly to your house when Satan had gotten your wife in his grasp, and by faith in God would have wrenched her from the power of the enemy. But he leaned upon Brother B. some for duty, and followed his impressions instead of the light God gave him in the dream. I saw it was for no wrong of yours that she was taken away. But if Brother A. had come directly to your house, she would have been rescued from the grasp of the enemy. I saw that they did wrong in afflicting the afflicted by reproving you for having the funeral on the Sabbath. I saw they had better been looking at themselves and seeing where they had erred from the path of duty that God had marked out for them to go in. I saw that she was sealed and would come up at the voice of God and stand upon the earth and would be with the 144,000. I saw we need not mourn for her. She would rest in the time of trouble, and all that we could mourn for was our loss in being deprived of her company. I saw her death would result in good. I warn Arabella and the rest of the children to prepare to meet Jesus, and then they will meet their mother again, never more to be parted. Oh, children, will you heed her faithful warning that she gave you while she was with you? And let not all her prayers that she has offered up to God for you be as water spilt upon the ground. Get ready to meet Jesus, and all will be well. Give your hearts to God, and do not rest a day unless you know that you love Jesus. Dear brother, we have prayed to God to gird you up and strengthen you to sustain your loss. God will be with you and uphold you. Only have faith. God has shown me about Brother B. that it was not his duty to travel. I saw his company was pleasant while he was with us, but when he was gone, everything was gone. He had not left any truth from the Word of God for the mind to feast upon, and had left nothing at all substantial, but everything had gone when he went. I saw he was not one of the messengers. Sorrow not as those who have no hope. The grave can hold her but a little while. Hope thou in God and cheer up, dear brother, and you will meet her in a little while. We will not cease to pray for the blessings of God to rest upon your family and you. God will be your sun and your shield. He will stand by you in this your deep affliction and trial. Endure the trial well, and you will receive a crown of glory with your companion at the appearing of Jesus. Hold fast truth, and you with her will be crowned with glory, honor, immortality, and eternal life. Give my love to Sister Gorham and all the saints. Much love to you and your dear children. Ellen G. White. Postscript. Will you write to us? Ellen says, write soon. Let the children write. We want they should. In hope, James White. White Estate, Washington, D.C. September 27th, 1984. Entire letter.